Welcome back to Ask Uncle Lee. All right, because it's Wednesday. If you do have questions, please put them in the comments below to any of the Ask Uncle Lee videos, and I will add it to the list. I go progressively through the questions as they are asked. Instead of doing the intro today, I just want to bring everybody's attention. I'm not sure if anybody saw the notice that I put up on the community posts. I started a Patreon page with a $5 tier, which is going to be a magical journal. This is purely, it's going, I'm keeping it independent of everything else. So it is going to be my own personal magical journal, which I'm sharing with everybody else who may find it interesting. It's not going to be just successes. It's also going to be failures. It's going to be difficulties. So it's really going to be a proper magical journal. And it's going to involve everything, my thoughts, my practices, the results I have, whether they are positive or negative, the periods of depression that I might go through, everything. So, and I'm keeping it in a proper magical journal or proper journaling format. What I'm starting with today actually, is recording it. If you've ever read Crowley's John St. John, he kind of gave an example of a magical journal of how he was recording it at the time, and it was time stamped and just little mentions of things here and there and how things progressed throughout his day. Because keeping a record of the day itself, not just the actual magical practices or the thoughts you have about magical spirituality or the gods or whatever it is, not just about those things, but the weather. What was the weather like? How did that affect your magic? And so I'm trying to give a proper example of a magical journal, and yeah, go from there. So if anybody's interested in that, if it piques your interest, then go on to Patreon. The link is somewhere. You'll find it in my link tree. It's definitely in there. And join up for the $5 tier. I'm obviously going to keep it. There are going to be some things which are very, very private, which I'm not going to include in there. And also, I'm going to keep people's identities private. Apart from that, it's going to be. I'm going to try and keep it as real as I possibly can. Anyway. All right. So let's go into the questions. First one is from CC-ML4NU. Highly sorry for my bad English. I thought your English was pretty darn good, actually. It's better than most English people I've read. I hired a magician to make a pact with Lucifer on my behalf. Obviously, I made my part of the ritual reading the pact and signing it with blood. In the meantime, I've been trying to develop my psychic abilities without getting any results. 2 weeks have passed since the pact was made. I have tried to connect with Lucifer, but I haven't received any signs from him. I think that if such a powerful entity would like to communicate with someone, even if it's someone dumb like me, they could find a way. I am asking myself if the reason why there's no communication between me and the spirit is the absence of psychic abilities, or if it is because Lucifer doesn't care about working with me. Thanks for the great content on your channel. Okay, there's a few things in there we need to cover. So, first of all, asking somebody else to make a pact for you on behalf of a spirit or on behalf of you with a spirit. Bad, bad, bad idea. I know that it's all over Etsy. And some of them are incredibly ridiculously priced, $25,000 to make a pact. That type of price. Bad, bad idea. And there's several reasons for it. First of all, you don't know what spirit the person is communicating with and contacting. You don't know that person at all, really, usually. You don't know them from a bar of soap, and you are trusting them to contact a spirit on your behalf. They could be contacting an astral parasite. They may not even know it themselves, but they may be contacting an astral parasite and connecting you to an astral parasite. Another reason why it's a bad idea is, you know, people who go to other people to create packs are those who want to do the work, they want to connect with the spirit, they want to get the results, but they aren't at a stage where they feel they can do it themselves. The problem there is that once the pact is made, they don't know how to continue with the relationship. So even if the person doing the pact, the person you hire to do the pact, does actually contact the spirit, Lucifer in this case, and creates a pact between you and Lucifer, you don't know how to continue that relationship. You have not brought yourself to a point in your own magical practice where you can do that, where you know what you're doing. You know how to sit down, get into trance, how to communicate with spirits to begin with. So, you know, even if that's done, there's no way of actually continuing that pact. And it's a pact. It's an oath. It's a bond. You are bonded to something. And if you cannot carry that out, there's going to be a problem. And the reason you wouldn't be able to carry it out is because you don't have the foundational basis, the foundational practices, the understanding, the knowledge in order to continue with that pact, in order to fulfill that oath and that bond. So this comes with a whole lot of problems and a whole lot of difficulties. And, you know, I think this way, I'm actually annoyed at the people doing this because, you know, not the people hiring, the people who are doing the actual practice, who are doing the pact for other people, because they're really just taking advantage of other people. They are just taking their money and causing a whole lot of trouble and problems. A lot of people have success with it. I can't say that there's absolutely 100% no success. A lot of people do have success with it, and therefore you get a lot of good reviews that come through. But at the end of the day, if you do not know how to continue the relationship in order to fulfill the bond, the pact which has been created on your behalf, then you're going to come up with problems. So really, my advice to anybody is do not do this. Just put in the work to get to the point where you can actually talk to the spirit and build your own relationship with them instead of relying on other people to do it for you. It's a lot safer. You get to the point where you actually know what you're doing. You know how to communicate with the spirits. You know how to build that relationship. And if you decide to make a pact yourself, that's an incredibly, incredibly personal thing. Another person, a third party doing it for you should not be involved. It's that personal. So I just, you know, the whole pack thing, hiring other people to do the pack thing, I completely and utterly disagree with. But having said that, having had my little rant, you have done this. And now you've found that nothing's actually happening. You want to develop your psychic abilities. That takes time. You can ask a spirit to help you and guide you. They're not going to suddenly give you psychic abilities. They're going to help you. They're going to point you in the right direction, like a teacher would, like a mentor would. That's what the spirit's going to do for you if you ask them to help you develop your psychic abilities. But they're not just going to give it to you. 2 weeks have passed. Now, the reason why Lucifer might not be communicating with you is there's a few reasons probably why. One, it may be that the pact was not created with Lucifer. As I said in the beginning, the person who is making the pact for you may be contacting an astral parasite. To their knowledge or not to their knowledge, we don't know. We don't know them. We don't know who they are. Never worked with them before. Don't know them from a bar of soap, so we don't know what kind of magic they're doing. All right? They may say pretty things on their advertisements and things like that, but we really don't know what they're doing. So they could have actually contacted an astral parasite and connected you to an astral parasite. Just keep an eye out for if you're feeling drained, if you are feeling depressed, if this spirit is asking you to do things, or there's no communication, also that won't be happening. But another reason why nothing might be happening is because if the person did contact Lucifer, you know, let's put it this way, if I was Lucifer, if I was the spirit that was being contacted in order to create a pact and a bond with another person, but I have not been introduced to, you know, think of it in that regard. You know, somebody comes to me, I'm the spirit, I'm whatever spirit it is. Somebody comes to me and says that, says, my name is Charlie. I have somebody who has hired me, has given me money. His name is Bob. And I am going to make a pact between you and Bob. Why? Why would I want to do that? I haven't met Bob. I don't have a relationship with Bob. I don't know who he is. I don't know if I want to make a pact with Bob, because it's just this person who has not been introduced to me. So I'm now just going to walk away from this because I don't want to know anything to do with it. So, you know, there's all these different possibilities, and you know, I think we put our trust in other people too easily, especially when it comes to this type of thing. So another reason may be that you haven't developed those psychic abilities yet. You haven't gone to the point where you have done the years worth of foundational work, of meditation, of banishing rites, of offerings, building a relationship, of doing trance work. These are all important things, of doing cleansing and protection work. These are all important things in order to get to that point where you can sit down and communicate with the spirit. And you know, you haven't gotten to that point yet where you can do this. You're just purely relying on somebody else to do it for you. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. The person has made a pact for you, but you have not developed the abilities to actually continue with the connection, continue with the bond, continue with the relationship, because you cannot communicate with the spirit. And this is why I say, my advice is put in the work, do the work. It may take years. For some people, it may take a couple of weeks or a few months or something like that. But for others like myself, it takes years. And there's a lot of value in that. There's a lot more pride. You'll be a lot prouder of yourself if you do put in the work and you get those results. So it may be that you haven't developed the psychic abilities yet in order to communicate with Lucifer. Therefore, Lucifer may be communicating with you, but you haven't developed the ability to actually hear or to listen. So, you know, my advice is to go about building a relationship. Just take the time every day, just sit down in a meditation, you know, practice one-pointed meditation, which then develops trance work and everything else. It elevates your vibration, so you come into the same vibrational state as the spirit you want to communicate with. That's often the case as well. As like I've explained before, it's a bit like tuning in a radio. So you are trying to tune into a frequency up here, but you're in a frequency down here. This is the frequency of the spirit. And you know, until you can actually bring yourself into the same vibrational frequency, then there's no communication. You can't get the radio to tune properly, type of thing. So, you know, put in all of that work, and you know, if you want to communicate with Lucifer, do daily offerings. Even if it's just putting fresh water on an altar and lighting a candle and some incense and saying, "Good morning, Lucifer." even if it's just as simple as that, that's a communication, it's given an offering, and it's starting to develop a relationship, to develop a bond between you and a spirit. And the other thing I wanted to mention here was, you said that you did your part by reading the pact and signing it with blood. Very bad idea. And I'm not just pointing fingers at you. This is a general advice for everybody who's considering doing this. If you are working with a spirit for the first time, you want to test. You have to test the spirit. You have to make sure that the spirit you're calling, that is in front of you, is the actual spirit you want to work with, and is not an imposter or an astral parasite or something like that. If it is an astral parasite or an imposter spirit and you give it blood, you are creating a personal bond with that spirit, and it's not the spirit you were hoping to work with. When you meet a spirit for the first time, you have to test it. If you are going to somebody and hiring them to do this for you, as I said, they may not be contacting the spirit. They may not be contacting Lucifer. They may be contacting the astral parasite. There are people out there who will create servitors, and those servitors will come to you and act like astral parasites. They will gain your trust. They will then start draining you of energy in order to pass it along to the magician who did the pact for you. All of these things are possible. All of these things happen. People are arseholes. So don't go and trust somebody just because they charge exorbitant amounts of money to do these type of things and they have a load of good reviews. Just don't trust them in the first place. Trust yourself. But if you are, as I said, if you're meeting a spirit for the first time, you should test it. You should make sure it's the spirit that you want to communicate with. If it is, and you are reassured of that, and you continue working the relationship, then you can start offering blood offerings. Then you start to create a very personal bond with your blood. If you want to, you don't have to. Those things are not necessary. You do not need to give blood to any spirit if you do not want to. It is something a lot of people do, but it's not a necessity. So if you were told to do this, to give your blood, then I would definitely not trust the magician who is doing the pact for you. If they told you, you have to give your blood and there's no way around that, no, definitely not. Be careful of people out there. They are taking advantage left, right, and center. And if you go on Etsy and you look for pack making service or whatever it is, there are so many, it's unbelievable, and it's freaking scary actually. All right, so I'm going to go into the next question. I hope that answered your question, and it helps in some way at least. All right, so from VG9616, does one have to be in some sort of meditative state to call forth a spirit? When people talk about calling Hecate to assist their working, how do you know she's actually there? Usually you do. I think maybe when you get to a certain point, you've created that relationship and you've created that bond with the spirit. And, you can literally just sit down and just talk and you get a reply because you have that relationship already. But when you're starting out, or when you're going to meet a spirit for the first time, yes, you do usually have to get into, it's a trance state that you have to get into, and that usually happens through meditation. So what you're doing is you're bringing yourself into a liminal state. You are between worlds, and therefore you can more easily step from this world into the other world. And then you can go and speak to the spirit that you want to talk to. There are certain spirits which will not come to our realm. Hecate is one that will. Hecate moves between all realms. And a lot of the Goetia spirits and things like that, they are very chthonic spirits. So you'll find that it's a lot easier to talk to them, just naturally, just normally. They're more likely to come into our realm, but there are some that you have to go and speak to in their realm, in the other world. And this is why, we get into meditative or trance states in order to bring ourselves into a liminal state, into a between place, so that we can step between worlds. How do we know that she's actually there? Because you've created that relationship and that bond. Over a period of time, you get to, as you continue to work with a spirit, Hecate, for instance, you get to know what it feels like. You get to know what her energy is like. And you'll find times that you didn't expect to talk to her. You were not planning on doing it, but you feel her energy come through. And it's because she needs to send you a message, give you something, or just come through and give you a hug, whatever it is. You kind of, over time, over a period of time, working with a particular spirit, you get to know what they feel like, who they are, that feeling, that relationship that gets created. It's the same with, people in our lives. The stronger the bond between a person, the easier it is to pick up on their energy. I'm sure you've had times when it might be a family member, a very close family member, like a brother or a sister. Not everybody likes their brothers or sisters, but I'm just an example. Or a lover, or a wife, or a husband, or something like that, or a child. Those are extremely intimate bonds, where you've been working and concentrating on something, and you can feel somebody come up, and you know exactly who it is. You can't see them, you can't hear them, but you can feel them. And it's very similar to that. You know what they feel like when they come through. And that happens over a period of time. It's the same as building any relationship. We have to build, we have to take the time to build a relationship and a solid, good bond. All right, so that's that question anyway. And I'm going to end today with that. Next week, let me just try and get back to where I was. Hang on a sec. Next week, I'm going to be having a look at questions from. Oops, wait. Let's get rid of that. It was user. This is a long one, by the way. I wish YouTube would give the app handles and the person's normal name they actually use. Be a lot easier. This one is user BT1KX3FV6X. So if you know who you are, I'll try and grab your the name you've actually used on your profile, and might make it easier. There's a couple very involved questions here, which are going to require some time to answer. So I'll be doing that one next week. Okay. All right, have a good week, have a good one, and I'll see you then. Cheers for now. Bye bye.